我们要先来读一段经节。
As a quick reminder of the nature of this time.
我们就是很快的来看一下我们这个这样交通它的意义是什么。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26.
哥林多前书第十五章26节。
What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
14章。哥林多前书第十四章第26节。 弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。So
if you remember the context of this verse, this is of course in a section of 1 Corinthians, the epistle to the Corinthians.
我们读这一段呢，是在这个哥林多前书它的一个段落。
It's in the section is between chapters 12 and 14.
它是在这个12章跟这个第15章之间。
And if you remember, the Apostle Paul is developing the matter of the body of Christ.
我们使徒保罗在这里是跟我们讲的是怎么去建造基督的身体。
One of the many things that stand out in this passage.
这个有一件事情特别突出的在这一段里面。
Is that the body of Christ is a unity of varieties.
这里讲到说主的身体是在这个合一里面有这个不同的。
I know it sounds enigmatic, right? A unity of varieties sounds like a paradox.
这个好像听起来有些矛盾，就是说怎么合一里面还允许这个有。
But that's precisely one of the many wonders of the body of Christ. And even if your body, if you think about
it.
Your body has many members, but it's one body.
我们的身体有很多肢体，但是是同一个身体。
And so the body of Christ, we are many members, but one in Him.
我们就像主的这个身体。 有很多的肢体，但是在它里面是合一的。A
unity of varieties, one body, many members.
这个在这个合一里面有不同，这个就是我们有很多的肢体，但是是在它里面是合一的。And
of course, being many members, there is a variety of gifts.
在这个很多肢体里面，当然有很多不同的恩赐。A
variety of experiences of the Lord.
在有很多不同在主里面的经历。And
yet, the essential thing is this, we share one life.
但是在这里面，同样的一点呢，是我们分享同一个生命。The
life of our Lord Jesus.
我们主的生命。So,
I think that is kind of, in a way, self-evident.
好像是很明显的。
I think sometimes in, you know, in my body, my eye and my right foot, say whatever.
好像我们想到我的身体，我的眼睛，我的右脚。
And I can hardly think of two things that are more different than my eye and my right foot. It's totally different, isn't it?
我不能想有更不同的，就像我的眼睛还有我的右脚。
And now there is something so interesting. I hardly think on my eye or my right foot.
我几乎不会想到我的眼睛或是我的右脚。Because
when a body is healthy, what matters is not the individual members, but is that they are just a vehicle to express a person. And we think of our bodies as a wonderful unit and almost forget of the variety of the various members.
当我们身体健康的时候，我们不会想到我们的肢体，这是一起来表现这个身体的。 就像我们在这个同一个身体里面，我们有不同的这个肢体。
So there is a risk in this matter.
但是在这里、有一个这个危险。
And the Apostle Paul in these three chapters, he identifies this risk.
在这里我们、这个使徒保罗就讲到这个危险。
Sometimes we think on the body in terms of individual gifts.
有时候我们讲到身体、我们就会注意到这个、不同的这个恩赐。
And we may think that, oh, this gift is greater than this other one.
我们想到有的恩赐好像比其他的恩赐还要好。
Or if I see something that my brother or sister does not see, our tendency, isn't it? That we think, well, obviously, you know, I don't want to brag, but obviously I'm right, right? So they don't see it, and we see our point of view as greater than the others.
有时候我们看到，但是我们看到其他弟兄姊妹没有看到，我们自然就想到说，我是对的。就是说，没有看，对。
And if a member serves in a way that we don't quite understand, our tendency is to say, well, that's no good.
有时候我们的肢体它所表现啊，它的恩赐呢，我们不同意，我们就会想说，哦，那是不对的。
Oh, but how the mind of the Lord is different from ours.
但是主的心是何等，跟我们的心是不一样的。
I remember Brother Kong saying to us, God loves variety.
我记得江守道弟兄跟我们讲过我们的主是他是喜欢有不同的肢体。
Look at this universe. Look at the scriptures. You see that so clear.
我们看到这个宇宙，我们看到这本圣经里面有很多不同的。
But here's another risk, and maybe this one is closer to the time that we have before us.
另外一个危险就是比较关乎我们现在这段时间。
Since we were given such grace to be united with the Lord Jesus, and we are members of His body.
我们有这个恩典能够在他里面合一，我们是他这个身体里面的肢体。
Very easily we may think, well, I am a member of Christ. His life is in me. I'm going to do whatever I want. What can go wrong? I'm a member of Him.
我是基督里面身体的一个肢体，我就按着他的这个生命来做我们这样子的话，我自己做，我有什么危险呢？
Well, brothers and sisters, that's where I think that this verse before us that we read at the beginning really gives us a wonderful word of balance and a guideline for a time like this.
我们刚刚所读那一段呢，就给我们看到在这里事实上有一个平衡的，也是能够引导我们。
Because if you notice, Paul here is, if anything, he is acknowledging the fact of a wonderful variety in the body of Christ.
在这里我们使徒保罗我看见是那个很奇妙的那一种，在身体里面有不同的。
When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. What a variety.
我们有诗歌我们有这个方言方言的各种恩赐，这是多么奇妙的这个不同的这个恩赐。
And he never goes to the point of saying, well, no, just do just part of this, the other is no good. He's not saying that.
他没有讲到说你们只要做其中的几点其他你不需要做他没有这么讲。
But what he says clearly is that everything must be done for edification.
他讲到是说我们这里我们不论做什么我们为的是要造就的。
That is the guideline. That is the criteria.
这个就是我们要在这里能够引导我们的原则。
In that wonderful variety in the body of Christ, there are many expressions, but the fundamental thing or test is this. Whatever we are doing in the assembly, is that for the building up in Christ of one another?
在这个这么奇妙在这个有这个身体里面不同的肢体，但是我们能够这个能够在这个同一个这个身体里面一起被建造。
I think this is very practical for this time right here.
我们这一段时间里面这一点是特别实际的。
As you know, this is an open ship.
我们知道这是我们自由分享的时间。
As the name says, is open.
这个我们讲自由分享就是说弟兄姊妹可以有自由来分享。
The only criteria is open to any member of the body. If you're a member of the body, if you belong to the Lord, it's open to you.
只有一个条件我们必须是在主里面我们是他的肢体。
But that doesn't mean that it's a free for all.
但这个不是说我们就是啊、就完全自由了。
That I can come up here and say whatever I want.
不是说我就上来啊、我讲啊、我不管我要讲什么都可以。
No, the criteria the apostle by the Holy Spirit is given us is very clear. Let everything or all things be done for edification.
啊、在这个主在圣灵啊里面教导我们，就是说不是是这样，有一个条件，就是说有个准则，就是说我们凡事啊、我们做的是为了要造就弟兄姊妹。
So some of the practical consequences of this.
啊、这个我们讲一些实际的啊、一些事项。
Say for instance, we're going to have time limits. You know the dreadful sign. I'll be the one with the sign today.
比如说这个一个实际的事情，我们确实有这个没交通有一个时间的限制。
If you feel the Lord is leading you to share something, we're going to ask you to try to exercise yourself in keeping that brief in the confines of 10 minutes.
我们如果提醒主提醒我们要上来交通的话，我们能够把它限制在十分钟里面。
If you really must go beyond that to wrap up, it has to be another 5 minutes to really wrap it up.
或许主有给你很大的负担，你要交通长一点或许15分钟。
See, when we ask that, we're not trying to impose an arbitrary rule.
我们不是在这里是为了要加什么这个规条。
But the idea here is to be that this time may be an expression of that variety in the body. If just one person speaks for an hour, well, you know, we do that in messages. But in this time, we would rather have it several members being able to express something of the Lord.
在这里我们操练在这个同一个身体里面有很多的肢体这个表现。如果有一个只有一个弟兄姊妹来讲，我们就看不到这个，所以我们希望有多一点姊妹能够上来分享。
This should also be a good guideline for what to say.
这里也同样的这个提醒我们要说什么呢
？Remember, Paul says, "Let all things be done for edification." What's edification?
在这里这个使徒保罗说我们凡事要造就人，什么叫造就人呢
？A simple word we're probably more used to is the building up.
简单的说就是我们要建造起来。
Of what?
我们怎么建造呢
？The building up of the body of Christ.
就是在这个建造主的身体。
So you see how practical this is? In the body of Christ, there is no me, there is no you, there is Christ. So this time is a time for us to share Christ through our experiences, through the Word of God, in a variety of ways, but at the end of the day, what we share with one another is the person of our Lord Jesus.
这个实际的经历呢，不是说我或你是我在你基督在我里面基督在你里面我们看到的基督至终我们能够一起被他建造。
So as the last guideline is just a reminder, One of the ways to share the Lord is through experiences that He gives us in our daily lives.
另外一个提醒就是这个交通呢，我们起来是交通我们在每天里面在主里面的经历。
It is perfectly legitimate to share something that happened with us if through that we are sharing something we learned from the Lord, something of Christ that we experienced. That's fine.
就是说我们要这个交通呢从主里面经历所领受的。
But remember, because of the limitation of time that we have, we would encourage you to, if you're going to tell a story or an experience, be careful with the amount of details because, you know, 10 minutes go like this, you know, I'll tell you.
另外因为我们时间的限制，所以你要交通一个经历一个故事的话，我们要注意到这个时间。
So why don't we commit this time to the Lord and then we will open it for the Lord as He leads that brothers may use this time.
所以我们把这个时间交给主但愿主带领我们这一段时间。
Lord, as we partook of your table now, we experience already something of that abundance in you.
当我们领用饼杯的时候，那个在你里面的这个丰富我们已经经历了。
What an abundance of love, what an abundance of grace, what a full provision we have in you, Lord Jesus.
在里面都有没有丰富的爱，有丰富的恩典有你丰富的这个预备在你里面。
And now as we have this open sharing, we want to commit this time to you.
当我们有这一段这个自由分享的时间，我们要把时间交在你手里。
We pray, Lord, that it will be an expression and a testimony of how full and how abundant is your life, even for our day-to-day lives.
我们要来交通你这个 来见证你这个在我们实际生活里面我们的经历。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would be in charge of this time.
我们祷告这个圣灵能够来引领我们的这段时间。
Prompting and restraining according to His sovereign will to the glory of God.
这个催促我们提醒我们根据这个神的恩典，我们来交通。
Our desire, Lord, is to see you in one another.
我们的渴慕是我们在我们弟兄姊妹的互相之间，我们看到你。
Oh, allow that that will be your experience this time.
那就是我们的经历。
We pray in your precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I almost forgot the last guideline. In the idea of promoting that variety of expressions.
另外一个提醒就是，我们如果要能够我们能够表现那个这个不同的话，我们状况不同。
We are still asking that if you have shared in the last two open sharings, that please refrain from sharing this time so to give opportunity to others to share.
如果你前两个月你已经交通过的话，我们先把这个机会给其他弟兄姊妹来交通。
All that said, I will open the time for brothers and sisters.
我们把这个时间这个开放给弟兄姊妹。
大家好，我叫兄弟姐妹们好，我叫许荣平，来自中国安徽。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is 许荣平。I'm from 安徽 China.
其实一直都想分享出来您的大能的，但是一直都没有勇气站在这个讲台上面。
So I've been wanting to share for a long time, but I was always I don't have enough courage to stand here to share.
我在二零年的时候一月份的某一天。
Back in 2020 January.
我干了一件自我伤害的事情。
I did something to harm myself.
现在细细想来，应该是我自己太软弱了，也加上我自己太无知了。
Now that I think back, it was because of my own weakness and ignorance.
才导致一时想不开。
Which resulted me doing such action to myself.
那个时候的我直到现在也没有想明白，哪里来的勇气做这件事情呢？
Even till now when I think back to what I did, how would I do such thing?
因为我是非常怕疼的一个人。
Because I'm always afraid of pain.
后来想了又想，也许自己的心态不好，自己的家庭状况也不好，被魔鬼围绕着吧。
So now I think back, I think maybe it was because of the environment at the time of my emotional state and the state of my family. I might be deceived by the devil.
细节我就不多说了，希望弟兄姐妹们能理解。
So I will not go on any further detail.
我现在的见证就是在 ICU 里面。
So my testimony is about when I was in ICU.
脑子里呈现的一些画面。
So I started seeing images in my head.
医生和护士们的祷告。
The doctor and the nurse were praying for me.
我不知道什么时候醒过来的。
I did not realize when I actually woke up.
我只知道我脑子里面一直出现一种声音。
But I know that there was a constant voice in my head.
飘过对岸，你飘过对面的岸边。
Swim to the other shore.
就可以重生。
And you will reborn.
当我醒过来的时候。
When I woke up.
我看见不同肤色的人。
I saw people with all sorts of skin color.
都和我示好。
They all were very nice to me.
我以为我已经去了另外一个世界。
I thought I woke up in a different world, like heaven or something.
人人都非常友善。
Because everybody was very nice.
通过语言的通话，我才知道。
After people help with the languages and translate.
那是和蔼和亲的白衣天使和医生。
I realized that I was in a hospital.
很多人对我说我应该加入基督徒。
Many people were preaching to me at that time.
成为神的儿女。
That they say that I should become a child of God.
是全能神救了我。
Our Almighty God.
但是我听不明白。
At that time, I had no idea what they were saying.
之后通过朋友的翻译才明白他们说的是什么意思。
After my friends who translated for me, I kind of understood the meaning of their words.
之后很快就睡着了。
Then I fell back to sleep.
脑子里面还是呈现出那个画面。
Then the image came back again to my head.
就是我赤身赤裸躺在木筏上面。
So I was naked on a raft on a river.
当时天气非常寒冷。
And it was very cold.
有个声音告诉我。
Then there was a voice.
漂过对岸，见识重生的开始。
You swim across to the other shore, and you will be born.
当时我非常挣扎。
At that time, I was struggling.
为什么要裸着身体呢？
Why was I naked on a raft?
在那个画面里，一件衣服都没有。
Then, but I still couldn't find anything to cover myself.
会不会被冻死在木筏上面呢？
I thought I will freeze to death on that raft.
之后我就是躺在木筏上面随着河流漂流着。
So then I was just on the raft flowing down the river.
之后也不知道过了多久。
And then some time had passed.
我只是听到白衣天使们在讲，我应该在 ICU 里面待了7至8天。
I knew afterwards. I heard other that I had stayed in ICU for 7 or 8 days.
通过白衣天使的努力。
So through the helps of the doctor,
我很快转入了普通病房。
I was able to get transferred to a normal unit.
过了十几天后。
Half a month later.
白衣天使告诉我，我需要做看见恢复。
The doctor told me that I need to do the therapies.
我就被转入了看见恢复中心。
So I got then transferred to a recovery unit center.
非常感谢神的安排。
And I am very grateful for God's arrangement.
我和同一个病房是神的儿女。
So in the same unit, in the same room that I was in, there was also a Christian in the room.
好像冥冥之中神就有安排。
It felt like the Lord had arranged this for me.
当我知道我和我同一个病房的友人是神的儿女。
When I found out that the other person is Christian,
我并请求他。
请求他。继续。
我并请求他告诉他我也想加入你的教会。
So I asked the person, I want to join your church.
也想成为你们其中的一员。
I want to be like you, I want to be a Christian.
他告诉我出院后就带我去教会。
So the person said, after we, get out, I will bring you to church.
当时我就很激动。
At that time, I was very moved.
一个月后我们一起出院了。
After a month, we both left the hospital.
可是在那个时候, 疫情刚刚爆发,
so right at that time, COVID hit.
啊, 纽约是最严重的,
at that time, it was very bad in New York.
啊, 姐妹告诉我, 等可以聚会的时候, 我们, 我会带着你去。
So that sister told me that when a meeting is allowed, assembly is allowed, I will bring you to church.
我非常期待这一天。
And I was looking forward to that day.
直到年底, 姐妹告诉我,
until the end of 2020,
这个周末可以正常去教会了。
That this weekend, gathering was restored.
带我来的姐妹对我很用心。
So that sister was very caring for me.
也告诉我如何听圣经神的话语。
She also taught me how to listen to God through reading the words.
如何读懂每天最少要读多少经节。
Encouraged me to read every day.
随着神的恩典。
Going through by God's grace.
我在4月25号受洗了。2021年。
So the following year, April, I got baptized.
成了基督徒, 成为大家庭的一员。
So I became a Christian.
之后我只要有时间都会观看有关圣经的 视频和他的书籍。
So since after then, anytime, whenever I have time, I will be reading or watching Christian related things.
我真的很笨。
But I'm a little slow.
总是分享不出来您的话语。
It's hard for me to share and fellowship with others.
我相信有一天我一定能够读懂您的话语。
But I know that one day I will definitely improve.
以下的是我个人的祷告。
So the following is my prayer.
感谢主给了我重生。
Thank the Lord for giving me letting
让我成为一个新造的人。
Letting me become a new creation.
感谢主你是如此的怜悯我。
Thank you, Lord, for having such mercy over me.
在我还没有成为您的儿女的时候, 你就已经在我身上显现出您的慈爱。
When before I was a child, you have already demonstrated your loving kindness towards me.
我要跟随您直到永远远远。
I want to follow you forever.
主啊, 你是何等的荣耀, 何等的荣美。
Lord, how glorious and how beautiful you are.
以上祷告奉主耶稣的名, 阿门。
And I pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Greeting, brothers and sisters, this morning.
我今天是要见证神的大爱, 神在我们家做的大爱。
I want to testify of the great love that the Lord has performed in my family.
在2023年的2月24号, 我先生去做的那个胃镜的检查, 医生告诉他里面有一个不好的东西。
So back at February of 2023, my husband went for a endoscope, and then the result is that there is some negative things in his body.
那医生就做完的时候，他就跟他讲，这个是不好的东西，然后报告出来的时候才知道结果。
So when they performed it, the doctor said that this looks like it might be a harmful item, but we don't know what it is yet until the full result comes out.
那我们就等报告出来，等了 三天四天报告还没有出来，那我们就放心的说，这可能不是医生所讲的这么不好的东西的。
So after three or four days of waiting, we still didn't get a result. So we then started relaxing and said maybe it wasn't as terrible as the doctor expected.
那到了第七天、第八天，就叫我们去看报告。结果出来的时候，报告真的是不好的癌细胞。
So, after 7 or 8 days, we were told to see the report, and the result was that it was cancerous.
那医生就叫我们说去找一个，他介绍我们的是一个手术的医生。
So that doctor referred us to a surgeon.
那这个医生就也是很厉害，他就叫我们赶快去做扫描，因为他说在食道里面的东西可能会长一道淋巴，所以医生不敢马上给我们做什么任何的措施。
So the surgeon told us to get a scan immediately because the location is in the esophagus and it might spread out to lymph nodes pretty quickly.
那扫描出来的结果真的是转移到淋巴的左边，结果我们那时候也真的没办法。
So when the scanning result came out, the surgeon was right that it did spread and it spread to the lymph nodes on the two sides.
那我们就一边祷告一边找医生，他说你要做放疗、做化疗，再可以做手术。
So we were very hopeless at that time. So we were praying and then seeing various doctors at that time. The doctor said that we have to go to chemo before we can have any surgery.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们小叔的女儿 Amy 就帮我们找到了黑伦姐妹。黑伦姐妹再找到那个 Lucy 兰西姐妹。
So through the help of brothers and sisters here, eventually we got linked a couple of steps to our sister Nancy.
那南希姐妹就很快就帮我们安排了这些一系列该做的事情，定位的，做模型了，还有做这边还要装了一个东西在里面。
So our sister Nancy then took care of all of the things that needs to happen with locating where the cancer cell is.Including putting a device in the body before the surgery and all of the preparation work was taken care of by her.
那做完这些事之前这些事情之后，到了六月九号，就医生就跟我们讲说，你们要做六次的化疗，二十八次的放疗。哇，我们听了真的是太怕了，太可怕的东西了。
So in June, the doctor told us that we need to do six times chemo and then 28 times radiation, and we were very, very scared.
那我们就照医生讲的就开始做了，到6月9号就开始去做，做了第四个礼拜，我先生那个吞咽就不行了，又开始有问题了。那我们就跟医生讲，医生说医生就开了一些麻醉的药水给他喝。
So we started June 9th, and after 4 weeks of treatment, then my husband's body could not handle it anymore. When we went back to the doctor gave them some anesthesia kind of medicine to help him to get through it.
那就在这种的情况下，我们靠着给我们的力量。就坚持一直做到六次的化疗，第六次的化疗是没有做，二十八次的放疗都做完了。
So through the grace of God, we were able to get through 5 chemo and 28 radiation treatment.
那就11月份，医生就叫我们说，你要做那个胃镜，再做一个扫描这样子。
So in November, the doctor said we need to do the scoping one more time.
那12月5号我们就做了扫描。
And that was done December 5th.
那在12月份就看了报告，医生说里面又有一个。
So the report came out, and the doctor said there was one more, one new one emerged out.
因为它是淋巴嘛, 淋巴又转移到胃的淋巴里面去了。
So it went from the lymph node on the side and also then spread into the stomach.
那医生就说, 那你们还要继续再做第二次的化疗跟放疗。
So they say you have to go through the chemo and radiation one more time.
那医生就说, 现在他体重也减少了嘛, 那还要做那个定型呢, 还有做这些。 是跟以前一样的这些东西了。
So, and the doctor said because the patient has a drastic weight loss, they had to redo all of the examination that they have done the first round because his body mass is completely different.
那就在1月的17号就开始做第二次的化疗跟放疗。So
this year, January 17, we started our second round of chemo and radiation.
也是照样6次的化疗。
And it's the same 6 chemo and 28 radiation.
那感谢主, 神也一直的保守恩待, 也给他这次的体力, 精神, 各方面都很好, 因为他现在可以吃的,
so thank the Lord that this time the Lord was able to give my husband more strength, that overall his body was doing better in the second round because he is able to eat this time.
那体重也增加了，医生也很高兴。结果做到23号 ，chemo 跟这个化疗放疗全部都结束了。23号，2月23号。
So in February 23rd, everything, all the treatments were done.
那我们5月28我们去做 CD， 做。 做完CD的时候，5月31号看报告。So
May 28th, we went back to do our CD, and the result came out on the 30th.
感谢主，神的医治。医生说，一切的癌细胞都没有。The
doctor said all of the cancerous cells were gone.
真的是神的神在他身上做了很大的工作，他从死里复活。
The Lord has done his great work on my husband's body that he was able to come almost as if he came out of death.
医生说，你三个月做一个抽血的检查，半年再来做扫描。
So the doctor told him to do the blood test in three months and a half year for another exam.
医生说也不要吃药，什么都不要，一切都好了。
You don't need to eat any medicine. Everything is good.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我是没有准备交通的哦，然后因为最近我去看那个沙燕上，今年他是演那个蛋衣里，你去看什么？沙燕上那个演的。
Oh, this year I went to Sight and Sound, and this year's theme was Daniel.
Yeah. 然后我他演了好像十三。 不，还是十四，我已经看了九场了。
So Sight and Sound had has probably gone through 13 or 14 different shows, and I've seen 9 of them.
Yeah, 每一场好像有的都看两遍到三遍。
And out of everyone, I see probably 2 times or 3 times.
我是觉得他们真的是，他说是 Bible back to life， 真的是 Bible back to life。
I feel like this is really a Bible coming back to life.
因为每一次我是觉得你看了两个半小时，他真的是把一卷书的重点跟那个整个解释都讲了出来。Because
I feel like every time in that 2.5 hours, they really can bring forth the important points of each book or story or character.
譬如说我看那个摩西。
For example, I've seen the one.
我印象最深的，他就讲到一个是摩西国王，埃及法老要给摩西一个权势的奖。
The my most memorable part was the part when Pharaoh wanted to give Moses a staff of authority.
然后他逃到旷野的时候，那个这个。 叶特罗给他的是一个牧羊的将。
And when Moses ran to the desert, his father-in-law gave him a staff for tending the sheep.
然后他说我埃及的王将都不要了，我干嘛要你这个牧羊的将？
Moses said, I didn't take the staff of authority from Pharaoh. Why would I take the staff for shepherding from you?
然后那个耶特罗跟他说，你不拿这个牧羊的将，你就不能被神用。
Then the father-in-law said, if you don't take this staff, then you cannot be used by God.
就是神的旨意不能在你身上通行。
Meaning the will of God cannot come forth.
然后另外一个我看那个，就是这个罗亚。
Another one I saw was Noah.
那我印象很深的就是，我读圣经读了这么多，我都没想到说那个方舟的门是耶和华关了。
My most memorable part was, even though I have read the story so many times, that the ark, the door of the ark was closed by God.
然后他那个这个罗亚说，这个门不是我关的，是耶和华关了这个门。
And the Noah said that I did not close the door. Our God Jehovah closes the door.
然后到整个结束的时候，那个挪亚方舟的门又打开了吗？
At the end, the door of the ark was open.
然后主耶稣就在那个门上面。
And they
就主耶稣就显出来在门那里。
Then we got to see Jesus Christ out
the door. 然后他就用约翰福音第10章说，主是好牧人，好牧人喂养生命，他就是门。
So, and then it referenced to John 10, saying that our Lord is our great shepherd, and that he referred to himself as I am the gate.
然后我就很感动。
So I was very
我觉得那挪亚花了100年的时间在那里，让世人觉得你在做一件非常无聊的事情，100年在。 造那个方舟做什么？
Because Noah spent 100 years building that ark where everyone in the world around him thought he was wasting his time.
但是那个方舟预表基督。
But that ark represents.
因为那是神的旨意要他去建的，去要建的这个方舟。
Because it was the will of God for him to build that ark.
然后还有那个，我看那个叫什么挪亚，这个。 还有看什么？我不讲这个了，我先讲那个但以理这一次看的。
So not coming back to Daniel.
就说我就觉得真的，他是把圣经真的很重点，并且那个解释全部讲出来，非常的好。I
just the point was that I think Sinanson was very good at emphasizing the main point.
然后但以理呢，我印象很深的，当然讲那个第二章，一个大人像。
So the most memorable part was in chapter 2 when they talked about that giant statue.
那我们知道这个大能讲就是讲到整个历史的流程，人类历史的流程。
We know that the statue that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed was about the entire history of human empire.
然后就是它的金头代表巴比伦国。
So the golden head is for the Babylon Empire.
然后这个但以理后来的解释啊，我们我想没有时间去读了。
So yes, Daniel explained all that in.
然后银胸是代表希腊，代表波斯。
So the silver chest is about Persian Empire.
然后那个铜壶代表希腊。
And then the bronze chest is the bust is for the Greek Empire.
然后铁土呀是半铁半泥的代表罗马。
So the half iron half clay dies or Roman Empire.
然后最后有一个石头夹在脚上面成了一座山，然后这座山就是神永远的国，变成神永远的国。
So then, and then a stone that came and crushed the entire statue and turned into a mountain, and that stone represents the.
然后那个尼布加尼撒王不高兴。
And then the king Nebuchadnezzar was not happy.
他说我只是一个金头，我的国度应该全身都是金的，我的国度应该要到永远的。
He said that how come my empire is only just a golden head? My empire shall last.
所以他不满意，然后心里面非常的骄傲。
So he was full of his pride.
所以但以理是跟他说你要谦卑。
And Daniel told him that.
但是他还是要做一个金像，让所有的人民百姓、官员都要向这个全金的金像来，拜他们，拜这个金像。
So he still built the image of gold of himself, and he wants everyone to bow down to that statue.
所以，然后他最后是被赶出世人，然后他的心像兽心一样。
So then Nebuchadnezzar then got cast out, and then he turned into a beast.
他吃草如牛。
And so then he was eating grass on the floor.
所以那这个经历是让他知道，就是说，你不要，神的国是到永远，人的国都是短暂的。
So through this experience, Nebuchadnezzar learned that human empire only lasts for a time period, but God's empire lasts forever.
因为他让他知道说，至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志立人治国。
That the Almighty God is the one that should be in control in the country, in the kingdom.
所以他就后来他就敬拜但以理所敬拜的这一位神。
So then he worshipped the God of Daniel.
所以他说，我就不讲，我心里就是我觉得非常好的，就是说他演。他是到最后就是说这一颗石头夹在那个脚趾上的时候。
So the most impressed moment for me was when the stone hit the foot of the statue.
然后他是应该是用 3D 的那个做，就是一座山就显出来，然后这座山一直往后延，往后延，就是你就看到那个神的国是真的到永远。
And then they had this 3D technology that they created this view of once the stone hits and you see a huge mountain, the view gets enlarged and larger and the mountain grows within. It makes me feel like the kingdom of God has no end.
所以在启示录十一章十五节说，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永远永远。
So in Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says, Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
然后你看到那个神迹，就是但以理的朋友被放到火炉里面。
And we also saw the burning furnace.
然后但以理被扔在狮子洞里面。
We also saw Daniel being cast in.
然后主封住了狮子的口。
And how the Lord sealed the mouth of the lion.
然后但以理说，我算什么主啊？你怎么会封住狮子的口
？And Daniel said, Who I am? Why would you seal the lion?
然后主说。我的国就是狮子跟绵羊可以同居的。
And And the Lord said, in my kingdom, lion and lamb can live.
所以我们知道神的国是跟世界上的国是不一样的。
So we know that God's kingdom is different than the kingdom.
我就想到那个以赛亚书十一章那里讲。
So I thought of Isaiah 11.
第六节说，豺狼必与绵羊，绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥。回处同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
Verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草如牛一样。
The cow and the bear shall graze.Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child.
所以我们的主的国度就是这一种和谐的国度。
So that the kingdom of God is of the.
到那个时候，豺狼都不会吃人。
At that time, wolves will not come at us.
就是说，让你去看那个山岩上前面那一个那个山这个雕塑还是一个 symbol 还是什么？前面那个就是绵羊跟狮子同卧。
Oh, so the emblem at the logo of the show was a lamb and a lion lying down.
所以我就那个给我看了，我就觉得我们的主的国真的是 above all 的。Kingdom, 就是在所有世上的国都要将来成为我主基督的国。
So it left me the impression that it is truly that our Lord's kingdom is above all.
所以我们的心要等候主的回来。
So our heart should
希望主能够尽早的来，只有他能够结束这个世界的混乱，带进一个和平的世界。
That he may come back soon, and only he will bring true peace to this world.
Yeah, 我就想听
弟兄姐妹大家好，我是 Lillian Hong。
Greeting everyone, my name is Lillian Hong。
我记得上个月我本来想上来，后来时间的问题，然后我就说我这个月可以上来，但是我已经忘记上个月要讲什么。
So last month I wanted to come up, but because of we ran out of time, so I didn't get to go. But so today I thought, oh, okay, I can go, but I already forgot what I wanted to share last.
但是很感谢主，主真的是每天都给我们新的事情发生。
But thank the Lord that He allow us to experience different things every day.
因为前两天我大嫂说她要过来这边聚会。
Because two days ago, my sister-in-law told me that she wants to come here for the fellowship.
我就在那边一直信心的祷告。
So I was praying for this.
因为他们实在是应该是四五十年的基督徒。
四五十年的。
四五十年的基督徒。
Oh, because they were Christian for 40 or 50 years.
但是一些某些原因，他们又停止聚会了。
So for some personal reason that they stopped gathering for.
我也一直为他们祷告。
And I was praying for them.
但感谢主，真的愿意把他们从 Staten Island 带过来。
Thank the Lord that they were willing to come out from Staten Island.
然后呢，我就特别在想念，就说我能够来到美国，是神借着他们帮我们办移民来到美国这里，然后信了耶稣。
And I was reminded that.For me and my husband to be able to come to the States, it was the brother and the sister-in-law who helped us with all the visa to got us here.
而且我们要来的时候知道移民都要有一个叫做生活保证。
And we know that when we come here, they need someone to sign for you to assure that you can manage living.
而且他们真的都到退休年龄，要马哈顿这样来回的跑，真的很辛苦。
And at that time, they were at retirement age, so it was very hard for them to keep working.
而且他们一定要在短时间内把它办成，因为要退休以后，那个 income 可能就没有办法保证我们一家三口来。
So they had to really help us get through everything quickly because they were retiring soon, and once they retire, their income will lower, and they don't meet the requirement to be a guarantor for me and the whole family.
所以我真的深信神。一生做我们引入了他有他的计划，而且他有他的安排，他有他的供应。
I truly believe that the Lord as a guide provides guidance for our life. He has His plan and He has His supplies.
虽然来这边是等于是从零开始哈。
So even though when my family came, we started almost from square zero.
但是感谢主，当我们在财务上都没有的时候，我们来这个得到主的丰富。
But thank the Lord that when we came here, we were in lack financially, but we were supplied abundantly by the Lord.
就因为神把我们放在耶稣基督里面是一家人，有很多的扶持，很多的帮助，很多的安慰，很多的劝勉。
Because God has placed us in this body, there was a lot of help, a lot of encouragement, a lot of edifying coming from all brothers and sisters around us.
所以我一直相信我们的神的带领真的是不会错，每天真的都是不一样。
So I truly believe that the leading of the Lord will never be wrong, and every day it's a new leading.
我们每天来思想的时候，我们每天的生活的周围的环境，我们的遭遇，真的，你去回头去想的时候，真的不得不感恩。
Because every time when you think back to what you have gone through the day, how the Lord led you, sometimes you cannot help but want to give thanks to the Lord.
我从那个拜偶像的那个家庭来到这里，信了耶稣，是一件很奇妙的事。
So for me, growing up in a family who worship idol to here United States and then believing in the Lord, the whole journey is a very miraculous journey.
真的是一个很大的转变，以前要花很多的金钱、很多时间、很多的精力去拜偶像。
Back then, it's a big change for me because back then we spent a lot of time, energy, and money to worship idol.
如今，神住在我们里面。他无所不在，无所不知，无所不能。我们用心灵诚实，就时时刻刻，随时都可以敬拜他。
But now our Lord Jesus lives in me. He is with us at all time, that we can worship in spirit and truth any time of our day.
所以我们感谢主，真的从一个那样子的环境里面转变带来。如果不是神的一切的安排引领，可能还在世界里面。把握住那个世界的。
So thank the Lord, when I see my change, if it were not Lord's leading, I probably will still be in the world trying to lay hold of whatever I want to lay hold in the world.
圣经说世界的真的都会被震动，而且被火烧的，一切有形有体的。
Just like the Bible said that the things of the world, they're all shakeable and they all will go through fire and won't last.
只有我神，我主的国不会被震动。
And only the kingdom of God is the unshakable.
真的很感谢主。
So I truly thank the Lord.
我们真的是安息的主跟我们同在。
That the Lord of rest is truly with us.
真的，我每次想到说，主啊，我们真的是仰望天哦，不仰望地，看万事如粪土，真的是这样子。
That I often think that we look to Him and not look.What's in front of us.
真的就像保罗弟兄所讲的，看万事如粪土，没有带什么来，也带不了什么走。
So just like Paul said that you count all things as loss because you didn't come with anything, and when you die, you cannot take anything away with you.
这样世上的东西就真的不会成为我们的残累。
So that the things of the earth cannot be a bondage for us.
每天就是叫做顺其自然。
Every day, we just follow she's leading.
当然这个顺其自然，不像有一首歌，我记得我们小时候唱一首歌叫做 K 谁啦谁啦，这个是那个就是顺其自然的歌嘛。他说当我小时候，我说我会漂亮还是有钱，妈妈跟他讲说顺其自然吧，以后的事你看不见的。
So the living casually and following his lead is notwas a song that we sing growing up where the child wonder when I grow up am I gonna be pretty or will I have money, and the mom said just let it happen and you will find out. That attitude is not the same attitude as what I'm talking about.
但是圣经告诉我们基督徒是努力进去的，不是顺其自然。
That like the Bible said that we need to take by forceLay hold of the kingdom.
我们真的是一群真的是有福的人，从就像圣经讲从东从西从南从北，就神的属民在这里能够聚集在一起赞美歌颂我们的神。
That we are truly blessed people that God's people are coming from north, east, south, west, all gathered together to worship him.
真的我们相信神在我们每一个人都有一个很好的计划，很好的带领，真的。
That I truly believe that he has a perfect plan for every single one of us.
就是在神的家中，真的要像神一样说，有怜悯，有宽容，有温柔，有谦卑。
Like the encouragement that the Lord gave us, that inside His house we need to have gentleness for bearing one another and.
真的就像诗歌七十一首，他为我们受苦，愿意付这个十架轭。
Like in our hymn 71, that he suffered for us, that he was willing to take the cross for us.
他为我们受羞辱，为了拯救这个世上的人。
That he was scoffed by the world, so that we don't go through.
所以我们感谢主，真的感谢主，荣耀归给神。
Glory to our Lord.
Amen.
我也为我目前的情形病情做一个见证，神的爱在我身上是不离不弃的。
I want to testify that that God's love never leaves me, and I want to testify about my current medical state.
我在一七年的从香港移民进来的时候，我就检查到乳腺癌。
So back in 2017, when I immigrated here from Hong Kong, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
里面还是很小很小，那个有两粒只有0.77 ng.
So when they found two, and they were very small, they were 0.77 millimeter in diameter.
经过割除以后呢，就一直吃药过来。
So after they had removed it, I've been taking medicine.
但是在四月份和五月份呢，这个伤口那边以前开刀的那个地方呢，偶然会肿得很大。
今年。So this year, April and around April and May, The spot where the operation was started to swell occasionally.
开头以为是那个以前开刀的那个疤。
At first, I thought it was just the scab or scar that didn't fully heal.
但是在疤的上面呢，有一个降大的，好像肿瘤。
And then some tumor looking.Things started growing at that location.
半个乳房呢，就是红，变成红肿的，就那个那一粒的肿瘤就痛了。
And then in the area, it started having redness, and then I started to feel pain.
我的女儿呢，就打电话，去，医院那个长老医院那边，就跟她讲，她就，就马上就叫我去到了。
So my doctor called my daughter called the doctor, and that we immediately went for scanning.
他那个医院呢，就跟我去约到5月28号。
So it was scheduled to be May 28th.
我自己又跑到我那个专科癌科的诊所呢，去他那个医生呢帮我摸一下，他讲你马上要去照了，他讲你。
I also went to my personal doctor to have an exam, and they say you have to go scan immediately.
但是去照的时候呢，他那个他就不肯了，他讲你不能。你已经医院里面跟你排期排到这个月底28号。
So I did went to the doctor, the hospital for scanning immediately, but they say that you were scheduled for the 28th of this month, so you cannot go, we cannot let you scan today.
那时候照完的时候，就是这个五月份28号的照完的时候呢。他两天30号了，就到医院里面去复诊了。
So I had to wait. So I got my scanning 28th, and on the 30th, we're going back to see the report.
那医生呢，就跟我讲，他讲你患炎呢。
So the doctor said it's just an inflammation.
他马上医生呢，那个医生呢就帮我做。等于就是很小的手术了。
And then they also perform a very small operation for me.
里面就挤出很多的那个水呀，是水呀。
There were liquid inside.
他讲你没事了，他讲你可以不。
And but the doctor said, but this is not cancer. You're good.
可是不是这样简单的，因为我在那时候痛的时候呢。我就一直祷告主。
But I know it wasn't that easy. I knew that when I was in pain, I was praying to the Lord.
祷告主，我讲主啊，我这个癌症又发作了，求主你医治我吧。
So I told the Lord that I think my cancer is coming back. Please heal me.
最后祷告完的时候呢，心里面很平安。
After I finished praying, I felt very peaceful.
主就跟我讲，你没有事。
The Lord told me that you were fine.
这个是非常感谢主，是主的医治啊，不是人的医治啊。
So thank the Lord, I knew that it's a healing of the Lord, not of man.
我们呢，要全心全意的，无论你在什么困难下面，在什么疾病下面，你最主要靠我们的神。
We know that in whatever situation we go through,
we
really have to rely on the Lord.
神才是我们的一切。
He is our all in all.
神才是我们大医生。
And he is our great healer.
我们的生命完全是交托在神的手中。
Our life is in his hand.
我讲主啊，我如果年纪大的话，你跟我收回去的话。
And I told the Lord that is it because I am of older age that you want to take me back?
我的伤口呢，怕就是怕什么？怕痛。人家讲癌症死了最痛的。
I wasn't afraid of dying, but I was afraid of the pain because everyone said with cancer the worst part is the pain.
我们要坚信依靠我们的主。
So we have to confidently rely on the Lord.
只有他才能给我们的平安。
Only He will give us peace.
只有他才能给我们的永远的生命。
That He is the one who gives us eternal life.
Let's have a word of prayer as we conclude.
我们有一个简短的祷告。
Lord, how we want to thank you for this time.
主，我们要何等的感谢你啊，给我们这段时间。
Through the various testimonies, Lord, we see something of your heart of love for us.
在这个每一个见证里面，我们看到你对我们爱的那个心。
We can see how you reach out to us when we are in depths of despair.
当我们在无望、指望的时候，你如何来这个来亲近我们
？How you reveal yourself to us? How you even save us?
你如何把你自己给我们看见，启示给我们，你何等来救我们
？We thank you for the wonderful way you even are the God, Lord, that not only forgives our iniquities but you heal all our infirmities.
我们想到你不是只有赦免我们罪，你也这个。也这个医治我们所有的软弱。
We thank you for hearing the testimony of your faithful healing on the lives of our brethren.
我们感谢你我们听到这么见证，你怎么来医治我们的弟兄姊妹。
We do thank you, Lord, for being reminded that indeed thine is the kingdom.
我们也被提醒我们这个国度是属你的。
That all the kingdoms of this world.Oh, they will be passing away so soon.
这个世界这个国要何等快的要这个失去。
And that rock that is thrown without any help of human hands, oh, it will fill this earth like a great mountain.
我们如果没有你的话我们就会何等无望。
So Lord, as we hear all these things,can only come back, Lord, and bow down in worship and thank you.
我们看到我们所有弟兄姐妹先生能够回来能够对你说感谢。
We pray that this indeed would be great encouragement and a great comfort to all of us.
这个对我们来讲是何等的激励何等的安慰。
As we acknowledge that thine is the glory.
我们再次说你是我们的主。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are dismissed.
我们就停在这里。
Thank you so much for sharing. Precious. I'll see if I can.